Secretary of State Rex Tillerson wants to do away with special envoys focused on the Arctic and climate change as part of his effort to overhaul the State Department. The proposal comes just months after Tillerson visited Alaska and spoke about the importance of the Arctic. As Rachel Waldholtz from Alaska's Energy Desk reports, some worry it's a sign the Trump administration will be less engaged in the region.
Tillerson came to Fairbanks earlier this year to hand over the chairmanship of the Arctic Council. That's the main forum for the world's eight Arctic nations. Here he is in May.
The United States has been privileged to lead the Arctic Council at a time when the Arctic region has been facing unprecedented change and challenges.
Challenges like increasing ship traffic as sea ice recedes, oil and gas development, military use, and rapid environmental change. But according to a letter first reported by CNN, Tillerson wants to scrap the position created just 3 years ago by the Obama administration to focus on the region. The special representative for the Arctic is one of about three dozen special envoys Tillerson hopes to eliminate or merge into existing bureaus. It's part of a larger effort to streamline the State Department. The Trump administration has proposed cutting the agency's budget by nearly a third. Mike Sfraga heads up the Polar Initiative at the Woodrow Wilson Center in D.C. He says the appointment of the special representative was a sign the U.S. was taking the Arctic seriously.
The rest of the world took notice that the United States had a special representative for the Arctic. And just that alone, I think, in my opinion, was well worth the position.
It was part of a deliberate effort under the Obama administration to raise the profile of Arctic issues. Critics, including in Congress, say the State Department has too many special envoys who duplicate work that could be done by existing bureaus. But Sfraga says he wishes the U.S. would hang on to this one. He says almost all the other nations involved in the Arctic have an ambassador-level position focused on the region.
There simply is not somebody who the United States points to and says that is our point person at the highest levels of the government on the Arctic.
Still, when the position was created in 2014, the role was nebulous. Nils Andreasen runs the Institute of the North in Anchorage.
So I don't know that the role comes with a job description.
The only person to hold the position is retired Coast Guard Chief Admiral Robert Papp. Andreasen says Papp focused on raising awareness of the Arctic, even within the U.S.
He really felt strongly that if he could bring America to the Arctic and the Arctic to America, then being able to address all the challenges would be that much easier because people would understand them differently.
And Andreasen says the big loss is that kind of outreach. Also on the State Department chopping block, the Special Envoy for Climate Change. That position was also created during the Obama administration. Until last year, it was held by Todd Stern, who led the U.S. team that negotiated the Paris Climate Accord. President Trump has announced the U.S. will pull out of that agreement. Under Tillerson's proposal, the responsibilities of both the Arctic and the climate change envoys would be absorbed into the State Department's Bureau of Oceans and International and Scientific Affairs. From Alaska's Energy Desk, I'm Rachel Waldholtz in Anchorage.